Let us pray. Dear Heavenly God, we thank you so much for this day, for the people here, for those who have given us to live out your word in sticks, to sing out your word in song, to read out your word in scripture. Now help us to hear and go where you would have us go this night in the word of great joy, of no fear, of giving over to you who we are in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As a man, I very rarely get dressed up, so I thought, this is Christmas Eve, everybody's dressed up, so here I am. As a writer, I very rarely use anyone else's words, but tonight I'm using Reverend Kim Knoefel's sermon. And as a preacher, I never repeat a sermon. I'm done with it. But this morning, by popular demand, I preached a sermon, and here it is again. Fear not. That's my whole message. Tonight, and I hopefully into the new year, and hopefully the rest of my life. Fear not. I like those words so much that someday I'm going to even have them inked into my arms. Fear not. The prophets of old cried out those words to a people who were oppressed. The prophet Isaiah cried out, "Thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called your name, and you are mine." The prophet Joshua, "Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And over and again, at the time of Jesus' birth, conception and birth, the angel of the Lord came. First chapter, and said these very words. First chapter of Luke, he said to Zechariah, who would be John the Baptist's father, "Fear not." Again, in the first chapter of Luke, he came to Mary, the young girl, pregnant, unbeknownst to her how this could ever happen. And he said to her, "Fear not." And then in the fields, the shepherds in the dark, in a cold and isolated world, the angel said, "Fear not, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then time and time, over and over and over again, the Lord Jesus in his adult ministry, in the time of his teaching, his preaching, his healing, told the people over and over and over again, "Fear not." Luke 12, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God." In John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." I grew up with Charlie Brown and Linus. I love those guys, best friends. And I identified with them. I enjoyed them, not just because they were fun, but because they were a lot like me, full of anxiety and fear. Old Charlie Brown was an anxiety machine. Linus said to him, "Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who could take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem." Well, Linus doesn't know us very well, does he? We can do that very easily because we are filled with anxieties. And good old Linus. How much do we love Linus? He is so filled with anxiety that he holds on to that security blanket, and no one and nothing is going to take that away from him. Not even Lucy's five-finger encouragement to take it, to drop it. He will hold on to that blanket with tenacity, come what may. He refuses to give it up until, okay, Nathaniel.
"Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?"
"Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." "Lights, please." "And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
You caught it. When did he drop the blanket? The words, fear not. As soon as he says the words, fear not, he drops the blanket without even thinking about it, without making a fuss. It just happens. He drops the blanket. Fear not. He does not need to hold on to false security anymore. Bockard, we're going to come back to it in a second. Okay. Bockard Jason Sarosky wrote, looking at it now, it's pretty clear what Charles Schulz was saying, and it's so simple, it's brilliant. The birth of Jesus separates us from our fears. The birth of Jesus frees us from habits that we hold on to either willingly or unwillingly and lets us break those habits. The birth of Jesus allows us to simply drop false securities we've been grasping so tightly and learn to trust and cling to Jesus Christ instead. Sarosky continues, the world of 2018 can be a scary place, and most of us find ourselves grasping onto something temporal for security, whatever that thing may be. Essentially, 2018 is a world that is a very difficult place to fear not. But in the midst of fear and insecurity and in our anxieties, the simple cartoon from 1965 teaches us and inspires us to seek true peace in Jesus Christ, to seek the truth in Jesus Christ, to seek security in Jesus Christ. It's always been there and will always be found at the feet of Jesus. I want us, I urge us, I beg each and every one of us to lay our fears at the feet of Jesus. Fear not. Okay, hon, now we're going to continue with the Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree home and decorate it, and I'll show them it really will work in our play. Oh well, this commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas. I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined. I
never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love. Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree. What's going on here?
Did you catch when he dropped the blanket a second time? When? He propped it up the tree. Exactly, Audrey. When he propped it up the tree. Linus, again, without thinking about it, lets go of his fears and blankets to help another, to prop another one up. Okay, it's a tree, and I'm pushing it pretty far here. But he can let go of his fears to help another, to minister. And you saw what happened. Once he ministered to the tree, here comes Charlie Brown, my favorite moment of the whole show, that little hop he does. What's going on here? He then, Charlie, because of Linus's kindness, because of Linus's ministry, Charlie can then let go of his fears, his anxieties. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. The prophets will boldly proclaim, fear not, in a world of hate and oppression that makes our messed up world look like a merry-go-round ride. The angels of the Lord, think about this. This really hit me. The angels of the Lord left the heavenly realms. They left being in God's very presence to go to a dark world they had never been before. To go to a place that had darkness, that had evil. They had never experienced that. Yet they can cry out, fear not, for unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then the shepherds, I love the shepherds. They're in the dark, they're in this place that's isolated, shaking in their boots because the heavenly hosts are there in front of them singing loudly. And they say, let's go find out what happened. And they leave their sheep to who knows what. Fearing not, they go forth telling others that they have found the Savior, who is Jesus. Linus let go of the blanket to minister. We can overcome our fears, our anxieties, by first crying out with Jesus and the angels and the prophets, fear not. And then we can act out those words, live them out with our actions, even when we're shaking in our boots. When we are in emotional anguish, when we are fearful, when we are anxious, others can help us. As Linus helped Charlie. And then Charlie will go on and help somebody else. He can drop his fears and proclaim Jesus Christ in word and in deed. That's what Christmas is all about. The life, the birth, the life, the ministry, the death and resurrection of Jesus gives us what it takes to stop grasping our fears so tightly and to let go and to use our hands then to embrace Jesus and embrace others and cling to them. We have what it takes to live in this frightening world, to go out into this frightening world, to thrive in this world, because we have the good news of great joy. We can survive and thrive, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. That's what gives us our strength. Jesus Christ giving us strength to go out to serve others as he served, the strength to get rid of our fears and insecurities, and to proclaim and to witness to the good news of great joy this wonderful night and forevermore. Amen.